I wrote a science fiction film, which I'll tell you about. It's 10 after 4 in the afternoon. And everybody in the world mysteriously falls asleep. Just like that. They're driving cars, whatever they're doing, bang! They go to sleep, the Russians, the Chinese, the Americans. And the whole world sleeps for exactly 1 hour till 10 after 5. And they wake up at 10 after 5, and mysteriously, upon awakening, everybody in the world finds himself in the pants business. Stay with this, because it's brilliant. Everybody's making cuffs and flies and cutting velvet, you know. And a spaceship lands from another planet, and men get out with jackets and shirts and black socks. No trousers at all. And they say, are the pants ready? We say no. Could you come back Thursday? And they say they must have them because they're going to a wedding. And we work diligently and make pants constantly. And they come to get them, and when they come and pick them up, they leave us with socks, handkerchiefs, pillowcases, and soiled linen. And they say, do it. And the president of the United States goes on television and says that an alien superpower from out of space with superior intelligence is bringing us their laundry. And they're foiled because they travel 117 million light years to pick it up, and they forget their ticket.
I heard Cheryl and Mary say there are two kinds of people in the world today. One or the other, a person must be. The men are them, the women are we.
Listen, I can't find any of my sound clips, you know, so sorry, King Jesus. Listen, I've got a special guest. All my guests are special in the retarded sense. This one is Robert Scoble. He's been here before. He's got back again. He is he's in the green room eating all of the fudge, and so is his son, his fat son. And I don't know, there was somebody that wanted to talk to him and say, give him somebody who, an ex-Microsoft employee with a letter M in the name, and I haven't seen this person on. But if I do, I will definitely put these two together. So, but first, before we get into the Scobalizer, well, I guess I can bring her on. I mean, she's very important and famous. I suppose I shouldn't be letting her wake. Oh, there's this person. Okay, I have a little of an issue here. What in sex, cunt? I gotta figure some stuff out. What the fuck is that? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let me see. Can I call? So this is letter M. I can't bring him onto Skype for technical reasons. I mean, I can bring Robert on. Wait a sec, cunt. Hold on. Let me figure this out. Hold on. Hello, Robert.
Yeah.
How you doing, honey? It's Mage Wanstienst.
Oh, I'm good. I'm just back from visiting my friends over at MySpace.
What's going on over at MySpace? I didn't check your blag today.
Talking to people, seeing how things work.
Uh-huh. How do things work? Did it make you tear up like it did over at Microsoft the other day? What a crock of shit that was. So you really want your Microsoft job back, do you, Robert?
Well, podcasting isn't really turning out like I hoped it would. But, yeah, they need me. They need me. I'm an evangelist.
What was it? Now, you were, for the audience who don't understand, you wrote a blog post, and I've seen a couple of blog posts since then on your Scobalizer blog that have been, I didn't think it possible, but even more nauseating the past couple of days. You must be eating a lot of cream puffs from Cub. What's that? Not Cub Foods. What's that place with all the boxed shit? What is that?
Aldi?
Huh?
We don't have Aldi out here.
Not the Aldi. No, that's for the blacks. What is it? It's owned by the people that own the Walmart.
Sam's?
Yeah. You're eating too many Sam's Club's cream puffs, the kind that come in the party packs for 50 people.
Yeah. I'm into Nutty Bars now. Little Debbie.
Okay. Nutty Bars. I have a request from one of the audience members. Would you please measure your stomach now?
What?
You have a tape measure? I need you to measure your stomachs. I need you to do that for
me. Outreach? Extension? What do you need?
I need to know the... Let me show you. God, I hate getting up when it's early like this. I need girth.
You said it.
Girth. Like from the... Pretty much so that it's the at the belly button level. I need to know... There's a video that Cheryl Murkowski posted of this man with a 50-inch stomach, and he weighed his hard stomach, so it's a long... I want to see how big your stomach is.
Okay, let me find a statement.
Okay.
Way over here.
Okay, that's okay. I've got to mention to the audience, I need to follow up with my audience on something. Remember I talked about when I had Madame Tussaud, whatever the fuck her name was. Wayland Flowers on the show yesterday. What was that thing's name? Auntie Vera. Well, Auntie Vera, with Auntie Vera, I was talking about this conference in Washington, D.C. And remember I said, I wonder if Jay and Shlomo is getting their airfare paid. Well, I found out after doing a lot of soul-searching, lesbian soul-searching, which involves a lot of hay, and me wearing a crown of thorns, which, by the way, I need another crown of thorns. Mine is a... losing it's blunt. It's getting blunt. So Jay, one second. I'm Robert. I was finishing my. So it turns out that Jay and Shlomo are getting their airfare paid for, and I'm not. So this is one of these situations where, what do you call it when somebody doesn't give information as a way? You know, they're not lying, but they're omitting critical information in order to mislead. Though I'm sure they would argue. Lying by omission. So anyway, I'm pretty sure I'm going to back out of this because I don't think it's fair that I should have to pay for it, and I think it's crap. I mean, they wanted me to give tips. Tips. Jesus Christ.
Where are you going?
Well, I was supposed to go to Washington, D.C. To give a talk about to these political people. But they basically want tips on how to do web video, like use a tripod and don't shake and go to the bathroom first, crap like that. So I was like, fuck. So it turns out that the moderators are getting their airfare paid for, and I'm supposed to go on my own dime, which would be fine if it benefits me. But, you know, the last people I ever want to work for is some fucking douchebag politicians or lobbying firms. I kind of felt like I was getting scammed a little bit. Do you understand, Robert? Do you pay for your conferences, Mr. Scoble?
Absolutely not.
Who pays for them?
Just the various people that I'm consulting with and working with and blogging about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So tell me, how much does your stomach, what is the girth of that thing?
45.
45? Mm-hmm. Centimeters or inches, Robert Scoble?
Inches.
You have a 45-inch stomachst?
Yeah, but I have a 38-inch weight.
Well, that's like nothing to brag about.
Like a pear.
You're a pear?
Shaped.
Is your how do I put this? Is your vagina? No, sorry. Prolapse. What do you call that thing? Are your shoulders more narrow than your waist?
Yeah.
You're a lummox, then. What? You know what that means? A lummox? Okay, well, there's other podcasts hosted by lummoxes, The Feast of Fools. It's when you have wider hips than your shoulders. So it creates sort of this pear shape, like this.
Huh?
Like, it makes you look like... Now, well, women are okay to be a little pear-shaped, but on a male, I don't know how to do this because I have such a womanly shape. But it's like, I wish I had a pear. I don't know what to tell you. It's like this. That's how you look, like a pear. Pear is okay. Burning. I have, first of all, I want you to explain this. I mean, you are such a brown noser, Mr. Scoble. I hope, you know, we're close friends, and I know that you can take this kind of talk from me. I know you wouldn't tolerate it. You're such a brown noser. I mean, what made me tear up is how pathetic it was that you wrote this long blog post about your ex-employer inventing some crap. And you know that they never invent anything good. When was the last time they ever invented anything good? I don't think they ever have. I don't think even any of their shit was good. Some of it was well marketed. What, the Zune? So you did this blog post where you said, it's not very often that a new technology makes me tear up, but when I was Ching Chong and Wing Wong were showing me this new thus and so over at Microsoft that I can't tell you about, it made me tear up just in time for their quarterly stock price to tank and me to try to get it back up and me to try to get my job back. What was it you were looking at? Don't give me no bullshit.
Well... it's Vista 2.0 is coming out pretty
Vista 2.0 already?
Well, the update, you know.
Oh, the cervix packs? The cervix?
And, yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, updated drivers, better looking icons.
Well, that's
made me
worth,
tear up.
That's worth, it may... Forgive my laugh, turd. You teared up over a cervix pack?
Well, the shit works now. What are you going to do? You
know? Jesus Christ. I don't like it when people make me laugh. It's not good. I don't like. I like to be serious on this show. I need to be deadpan. I'm drinking
right,
tea.
Mean.
Excuse me.
You're mean. You have to hold your stature as a mean, bitter lesbian.
Right. Now I want to understand something. Why do you keep eating so much? I mean, your friend Om Malik had a heart attack. He almost died. And you're sitting there. No, I really love this extremely offensive post. I think this was since we last talked. Something to the effect of what you should do when you're unemployed. And you're like, play volleyball or something. Do you remember that post?
Uh-huh.
What do you do? What the fuck was that? I mean, didn't you find that insulting, especially when you've been firing all these people that have 20 times more talent than you, like Irina Slutsky? And you're saying things to do when you're unemployed, you know, like, and while you're sitting there on your fat ass eating donuts, spending OPM, other people's money. You have no added value to the world, Robert. You suck, you suck, you suck. And then you did another disgusting blog post which made me tear up with hemorrhoid pain. You went Corvette shopping with that fat-ass Jason Calacanis who somehow grew his face to be the same. Did he have a face clone from you? A bloated, fat face? He had a bloated, fat face. And he's standing in front of a Corvette and you two are tooling around in some sort of a new electronic car called a Tesla? What the fuck is that? And I got to tell you, frankly, I was talking to Chris Weigel while I was reading this. I said, you know what, Chris? I hope he gets electrocuted in the goddamn thing.
Nice. Well, first off...
Okay. You talk. I've been talking too much.
Okay, first off, you're no one to talk to me about food consumption.
Okay.
So
Go ahead.
Let's just wipe that from the record right now.
But look at the results. Look at the results. I'm not as fat as you. I don't have a 15-inch stomach.
No, but you have got a panis that just won't stop. Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah, but come on. Have you ever no, seen
I
Pizza
take,
Babe?
I take abuse call after call, and now it's time to turn the tables a little bit.
But what about Pizza Babe? Have you seen her panis? It's bigger than mine's. Okay, go ahead. Turn the tables. I can take it. I take it. Go right ahead. I'm listening. You don't see me taking these headphones off.
I'm moving around constantly. I have to eat all the time. I have to. I mean, I'm flying from here to there. And, you know, sometimes you don't get good food in the airports or on the planes or in the conferences or room service. You know, it's not nutritional.
Uh-huh.
as far as blog posts, you
that's
know,
that's a great reason for being 50, having a 50-inch stomach, I think. Go ahead.
Well,
you're really burning me with this retaliation. I love this. I love how you're showing me.
I'm not going to get
turning the tables on me
in a pissing match with you and your oversized clit. But you know, I am performing a service to the masses out here when I can take a picture of, you know, a Tom Anderson from MySpace, you know, just hanging out with me and having donuts. That's worth something to the people out there. That's worth something to the people that read my blog.
Please don't tell me that's on your blog right now. Please don't tell me that a picture of you eating donuts with MySpace is not on your blog. I don't.
Oh, no. No.
It's not?
But I did have. I did take a picture, though, while eating donuts, and I had to then take my my Canon GL2 into the shop because I got powdered sugar.
You don't have a GL2. Lab. That's way too low. You have a big old...
No, I use that to set up shop.
Oh, I see. MySpace. Oh, my God. Is that person ugly? I just want to say thank you to Danny Dudek. That's the same name as... Well, never mind. I can't give away personal information related to my psychiatry. Who arranged a world-class tour and set of interviews. It was the best access I've had to the company since leaving Microsoft.
I had to throw that in.
I'm tearing up. Oh, audience, are you tearing up as well? Audience. Myhole.com. Now, let's see. I'm crying. First impression, I have way underestimated MySpace. You are such an ass-kisser, Blobbert. I just hate you. Do you ever say anything political? Do you ever do anything even remotely, like, risky or even useful to society? Or do you just spend and consume and encourage more conspicuous consumption from members of this fat society that's going down the toilet thanks to fat-ass jerks like you? That was
a
question.
Well, and I'm going to answer it, which is, okay. You know, I'm trying to leverage my way to perhaps be the MySpace blogger.
Oh, you can fail. I think MySpace has enough bloggers. Okay, listen, I have a surprise. This is kind of like, this is your life. This is your wasteful blubber cunt life. Mm-hmm. I have a ex-employee of Microsoft who has a beef with you. We're not using real names. I'm calling him on the cellular phone, so I need you to tell me if you have any problems hearing him or it. This person is not going to refer to himself for name. I believe he or she fears for him or her safety. I encourage the audience to look at your ridiculous, disgusting, and bloated display of consumption over at Scobalizer.com while I make contact with this particular individual. Let's see, I got it on the speakerphone. Yeah, I'm sure you're eating. I haven't heard you chew anything. How the hell does that happen? Okay, can you hear the ringing, Scobles?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can change the default WordPress icon on my blog? I don't know how to do it.
What? You want to change your default WordPress icon?
Yeah, I apparently don't know how to do it.
You mean that you're a fave icon?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, is this Mr. or Mrs. X?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is Madge Weinstein, and I know you wanted to be in my pogrom with Robert Scoble, and here you are. Now, I have to tell you, because you're on the cell phone, he's on the Skype, it's going to be a little tricky. So is it possible for you to listen to the simulcast and still talk to me through your cellular phone?
It's awkward because there's a delay.
Okay. Well, we'll just have to deal with that. Okay.
Yeah, maybe if you got some better equipment shit, you could participate.
It's not his fault. It's my fault. Just trust me on this. I don't want people to know your private Skype. That's the reason I'm doing this for you, Robert. It's to protect you. I don't want that information leaked.
Okay. So who is this queen? What's their bitch?
Who are you? Say your name.
Poussin.
His name is Poussin. And what would you like to say to Robert Scoble, your ex?
That's French for pussy, right?
It's French for pussy, Scoble says. You're really a... Excuse me?
fun.
Okay, well, what do you want to say? You sounded like you wanted to talk to Scoble. What is it that you had to get off your chest? You used to work for Microsoft doing what?
I used to develop software.
Okay, and what is it that you wanted to say to Rabbit about your relationship with Microsoft? Does it relate to your experience there, or what?
No, I just thought it would be an interesting contact.
Yeah, well, send me a LinkedIn invite. What the fuck?
The Scobalizer is getting a little indignant. He says, send me a LinkedIn invite, then. What the fuck?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
Okay, listen, I don't need this. Tell Scoble to go fuck himself.
You just want to tell Scoble to go fuck himself?
I do now.
Okay, listen. What was your experience like at Microsoft? You found them to be extremely innovative or what?
Innovative, no.
What was
it? That's because we had this asshole working there.
What did you work on development? Are you allowed to say?
No.
Okay.
Do you screen these calls? What's going on?
No, this was taken care of in advance. I thought he had a particular beef with you.
Reading Scoble's blog.
Yes.
As everyone does.
How he teared up.
The tearing up at Microsoft? Yes, that offensive thing, yes.
Yeah, I really lost it at that point.
You lost your chunks? Your blue chunks?
Just about.
So what's going on? You just want to tell him that he's a complete phony asshole? What do you think I have him on the show for? I have to abuse him verbally. Jerry Springer beatdown is what we used to say in the Who...
Down.
Huh?
Well, proceed then. Abuse away.
Okay. Why did you leave Microsoft?
I couldn't stand it anymore.
Why?
It wasn't fun anymore.
Oh.
Whether it's good or not depends on who you're working for.
Who did you work for?
I'm not going to mention their names.
What do you do now?
I'm retired.
Did you get fired?
No.
Did you make millions of dollars from working at Microsoft?
No comment.
We'll buy a better phone.
What the hell?
You knew you have your nerve. You made millions of dollars off these people? And you retired from these people?
I was young and ignorant at the time.
Can I have some money?
I think this guy's big.
I had to hang up on him. He wouldn't give me any money.
Oh.
Sorry, Poussin.
For you.
But, you know, you get millions of dollars off Microsoft. I hate Scoble, too. I got him on the phone, though. At least I make contact with my enemas. But you make millions of dollars off the douchebag, and then you get on the phone and... Oh, hold on a sex cunt. Hold on one sex cunt. Hold on.
Hey, Robert, I have a
question. Hold on a sec, cunt. You're not on. I know you're excited, but I got to put you two together. Just chill out.
Jesus Christ.
Goddamn cunt. Oh, my God. Hold on. Oh, fuck me. Scobalizer?
Robert?
Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, Chris Weagle's on the line, and he will maintain the anonymity of your Skype address. I just want to let you know. Go ahead, Chris.
Robert, I have a question for you. When you were car shopping with Jason Calacanis, did you at any point take your stomach, your bloat, and place it against his face?
No.
Good question.
But I did realize, though, that there's no way for me to actually purchase that car because my side gut, as I call it, or you know, my extended love handles... I can't get the cup holder out to put my giant Slurpee, in there. So
your slubber cunt. Your slubber cunt.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, I'm gonna put you both on hold for a sex cunt. Oh no, it's too late. Go ahead. Sorry.
So they didn't have a cunt. Special side impact airbag for your panis overflow, or is that because this is a prototype car, right?
Yeah, but this
Tesla?
Is like. You know, this is kind of ship in the bottle thing. You know, I can get in, but it's really hard to get out.
Did you force your son to make out with Jason Calacanis so you could test out the video streaming on your Nokia 965 camera?
Oh my God! It was kitty fatty porn. Cheryl would love it. Hold on, keep going. I'm gonna get something out of my closet. Be right back.
Mm-hmm. Is that true? Did you have your son make out with him or what?
That's, you know, we don't need to talk about that. But
I read that online. On the CompuServe, I read that.
Uh-huh.
So what are some fascinating new products that are involved with food preparation that you've come across? Is there like a blender that streams your recipe, your cake status onto Twitter? Or is there like, what do you have?
Well, I do order my groceries through Peapod with Twitter now.
Okay.
Anytime I just randomly think about egg rolls or something like that,
order a lot of like just pure Crisco. Like they just send you big tubs of Crisco and you dip the tater tots and the chicken tenders right into the Crisco, or what?
The trans fats, those are no good for you. Isn't Crisco the trans fat? I think you're better off eating fats of lard.
I get the butter flavor Crisco and I just use that for butter.
Have you tried the maple syrup flavored Crisco?
No.
No. Oh, it may not be available in your area. It may be more of a northern, northeast kind of.
Okay, Robert and Chris, you can play too. We're going to play penis or vagina today. Penis or gine. Now, all you have to do, Scobalizer, is tell me left hand or right hand.
Right hand.
Penis, you're a faggot. How's that look? Makes you want to suck it, doesn't it?
It's three-dimensional.
I bet this doesn't look anything like yours, do it. How big is yours in relation to this? This wag?
You know that I'm...
hung like a gerbil.
Yeah.
Does your penis prevent, you getting a full erection at this point? Or can you not see it?
I can only go by feeling. I can't really see it.
Okay.
But lightheaded, and I assume it's ready.
Penis, vagina. Look, this is Dave Weiner. And this, this is you. Ooh, Dave. Oh, I teared up at Microsoft. Look, can I just bump it up against your clit? Can I just rub it on your clit? Ooh, OPML.
It's a torn guy.
Oh, I invented RSS, I blogged about nothing. I did nothing and ate. Oh, I'm famous. Oh, I buy things. Oh, I'm fat. Oh, yeah, I have a heart condition. Oh, get it. This is the hottest sex ever, even just thinking about it. Oh, get it. Clit.
Hey, what's the next conference, Robert? What's coming up? What's on the schedule?
I'm going to be in Vegas in the next couple days at Affiliate Summit West, and we're going to see if people can start selling all my shit.
Mm-hmm. And then you start your work at Fast Company, or what then?
Yeah, that's an ongoing process that I'm working out with editorial and certain people.
What is Fast Company, anyway?
It's this shitty magazine that everybody thinks is so great. So I figure if I can't blog, I'll go ahead
now,
and write.
On the front page of your blog is this back home from MySpace thing, and there's a guitar next to what looks like a hemorrhoid pillow. Why does mm-hmm. MySpace does give out monograms, whatever you call it when you have a logo on it, not monogram, whatever, logoed hemorrhoid pillows? Is that because everybody who's on MySpace is sitting on their fat ass getting the roids?
Well, that's some of the free shit that they promised to give out to the, friend people.
But a hemorrhoid people? A hemorrhoid pillow?
That's just, a hemorrhoid pillow would have a hole in it, wouldn't it? I mean, I've had hemorrhoids before.
Well, yeah, that's what, that's true. I don't know, then what is it then if not a hemorrhoid pillow?
I have a funny story. I actually had a hemorrhoid pillow that, it had a hole in the middle of it, and then late at night.
That's hilarious.
Late at night, I woke up and I thought it was a donut, and I popped it.
Did your hemorrhoid pillow automatically upload the Flickr?
Oh, let's not.
Can you see the hemorrhoid pillow? I know, Chris, you wanted me to try this. I don't think it's going to work. This.
I don't know. I guess you can't.
the video screen in the background. I've got the hemorrhoid pillow on the screen, but it's kind of hard to see. Well, I guess you can see it. You see it?
Yeah.
There's the hemorrhoid pillow. Straight Chris's ass is bleeding right now. Why is that, Straight Chris? Why is your ass bleeding, honey?
And Andy Melton says that hemorrhoids never go away unless you get surgery.
You're morbidly obese. Anyway, I was talking to Andy, not you, Robert, even though you too are morbidly obese. Oh, yeah, I know what I was going to ask you. Are you going to go on The Biggest Loser?
I may. I've certainly got potential.
They just had auditions here in Chicago. Somebody told me, and he told me after it was over, I could have gone there and videotaped all these blubbercons.
Well, I think Robert should be on Celebrity Fit Club, where the celebrities lose weight.
Internet celebrity.
EFame.com.
Cher says that Chazzy, her daughter, has front hemis. Front hemorrhoids. What is that? Syphilis? What's front hemorrhoids?
From bike riding? You get that from riding a bike.
So how's the new baby? I should be nicer to you, Scobles. How's the new baby doing?
Really good. We've got it already eating solid food, so I have those Dunkin' Donuts munchkins that the baby just loves.
So you haven't been tempted to eat the baby at all?
No, but, you know, sometimes the baby eats enough of those donut holes.
You fight him for it, the baby?
Yeah, sometimes, or I just eat the crumbs that fall.
So what utilitarian purpose will this child serve? Is he going to be your golf caddy, or is he just going to hold your food while the other one holds your iPods and your photo ops, or what?
I need to have someone to mow the lawn, so I figure...
Oh, that's a good idea.
Plus, when I'm out of town and blogging.
Okay, we have another question, but first, I want to ask you a question in general about Silicon Valley. Do they not have hairdressers in Silicon Valley? Because every single person I've seen on your website of these moguls, they all have the worst hair. All of them. I haven't seen a single good haircut in San Francisco.
Hmm.
Not a one. Whatever. Have you? I mean, is there only supercuts there, or are you people so homophobic you can't go to a gay neighborhood to get a decent haircut?
There are plenty out here, but I prefer Fantastic Sam's. They've got a very nice blog.
I thought that's a pretzel store, isn't it?
No, but you can get your hair braided in a, I guess that way. But you know, my wife might.
Is there a Fantastic Sam's podcast?
No.
Podcast? No.
Never know. Pod Tech might start it. We might start that. Or you know. Sure, there's other podcasters out there.
There's a question from the Mindcaster. He's from Amsterdam. Scoble, did you eat out Bono in Davos?
No, but I don't know if you saw that YouTube video of Bono answering the Davos question, but
what is the Davos question? I didn't understand that. I didn't get it.
The Davos question is, what would you do to, you know, what can we do to change the world?
And what did you say?
Blog.
Seriously?
Well, you know, if everybody blogged, then we'd have a lot more bloggers.
And how does that change the world? By making more people sit?
That's true. And more informed. And, you know, they know when the latest, you know, update to Vista is going to come out. Or
okay, now you're one of the most like popular. Go ahead.
Okay, no, you wait.
I'm waiting. I said go ahead. Remember? I just said go ahead.
I've been played over 3 million times on YouTube of me standing behind Bono with my camera.
That's fantastic. Is it my turn to ask a question yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just did a search on your blog for election. The most recent post that even has the word election in it is February 4th, and it's about The Scoble family is traveling to Switzerland again this week, this time to Geneva, where the web was invented, to attend the Lyft conference. Why do I go every year? They have the coolest T-shirts. Now,
and Nestle.
What I want to know is, now you talk about how popular your blog is. You're one of the most popular bloggers. Just ask you, and you'll tell yourself. Mm-hmm. You have millions of viewers on your YouTube videos where you're so outspoken behind Bono. Why do you not use this as a what they would call in the 80s a bully pulpit? Why don't you use this to express political express political opinions and work for change politically and maybe express opinions about certain whatever companies that are doing bad things? I mean, why don't you work to expose evils, to expose wars and unjust deaths, things like this? Try to be a vehicle for change. Instead, you just eat and buy shit. I mean, why? I don't understand this. Why don't you endorse a politician? Talk about it. Talk about what you think of some political process. Talk about what you think of war. I mean, none of this is on your blog. Yet you reach millions. Well, you have the potential to help a lot of people.
You know, Madge, I do appreciate you noticing how prominent and influential I am as a blogger and as a podcaster and as a video presenter and as an ambassador of new media. However, I can't solve all of the world's ills.
But you haven't solved any, and you haven't even tried. You haven't done a goddamn thing for anybody but yourself. You're a big, fat galoot. I don't know what a galoot is. Do you, Chris?
What's the current friend count, Robert?
Yeah, what? Good question.
Of mine?
Yes, on Facebook or MySpace.
Yeah.
MySpace, I'm up to, I think, 18,000. I'm running a new secret prototype friend adder.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed here you said that when you went to MySpace...
Secret prototype friend adder. Is this the Microsoft app that was making you cry?
Forget I said that.
It says here when you visited MySpace that you were really impressed with the philosophy of their corporate executives. And you said that one of them pointed out during your interview that he doesn't have any claim on knowing the right way to do something. And he said that even if he's almost correct, 95% of the users would agree with him. That would mean millions of people would still disagree with his decision. But aren't those millions of people just like, you know, retarded Iowa preteens? Are most?
Yeah. What I was really referring to is the fact that we collectively from MySpace, but, you know, me and me observing the team. You know, we go through a rigorous evaluation of the people that we interview, and I noticed that MySpace is very ad-heavy. They like putting ads on things, and I like putting ads on things. And ultimately, I think the two will merge, where you'll see ads of me on MySpace, and that's the ultimate dream.
And also, you've been giving out all your photos in the public domain, and you say that's a gift from you and Fast Company magazine. And I'd like to personally thank you for that. I don't know if any of your friends have thanked you, but I would.
You're welcome. There was a big demand on photos.com for some of the shoots that I've done thus far, and I'm happy to give back to the people.
Well, thank you for continuing the conversation.
You're welcome. Boy, Madge, you're sitting there. Come on.
I'm disgusted.
Why?
Well, this business about you giving pictures away as a gift, this is a new one for me.
Mm-hmm. It's right here.
Why the fuck would anybody want pictures of you? What in the fuck is wrong with you, Robert? What in the fuck kind of distorted, fucked up self-image? How did you get this way? How did you get to be so arrogant when there is absolutely nothing there but an disgusting, bloated skin bubble bursting with cholesterol? That's all you are. You're a big pile of cholesterol.
I'll have you know that, you know, there have been over 10,000 downloads of my Nokia.
Who cares about your fucking Nokia? So there's a lot of morons that voted for George Bush. That doesn't have any. How do you take that with you? How does that improve your spirituality? How does that improve your oneness with the universe?
It's leaving my mark on new media. You know that.
New media's bubble is bursting now. It done burst. So what do you mean leaving your mark? Leaving your mark on a, it's like leaving your mark on a piece of shitty toilet paper. It's like leaving your mark on a balloon that's popped. Big fucking deal. How do you get paid? Who do you scam money from? And I think you should give it to me.
Talk about my contracts. That's, you know, that's my business.
But no, something major is missing here. And I'm good at sensing these things. So what is your connection? There's something about you that makes people kiss your ass, and it has nothing to do with your personality, which is shit. Well, so what is it?
Hey, 9/10 of life is showing up, and wherever there's a free buffet, I'll show up.
No, you have money. You have money, or you have some connection with somebody that's big. That's what I want to know. What is it?
Are there any Web 2.0 startup executives' mouths that you'd like to pee in but haven't had the chance yet, or haven't had the invite?
Glug, glug, glug. Let me do a visual.
Good question. Now you're going to make me pull out the dream list.
Pull out your dick, Scoble. Pull out your dick. Will you?
I can't tell. I mean, I could just drop them. I can drop trow and, you know.
What are you, a cat? You a cat? Yeah. You have to be sexed. They have to push it. Jamie, we are not going to talk to the wife. And his wife, we're not going to do wife's. We don't need... Robert is plenty disgusting. We don't have to insult his wife. There's plenty to insult with him. That's not nice, and she's not Mexican. That's rude.
And she's not ugly.
Right. You are. All right, so, Hyman. So, Cher is there. She says Apple stock with her usual Tourette-ish statements. Do you have any questions for me, Robert? I know that I've verbally abused you a lot, which has been enjoyable, but also bothersome because there's no way to get through to your soulless, blimp-like.
Yeah, when are you going to clean your apartment? Look at this place. God.
Tuesday. Mycical Mark here came on. I need to talk to you on Skype. Can I talk to you on Skype after this pogrom? It's unrelated. Okay.
I wonder what Bicycle Mark would say that Kenyans have to say about Robert Scoble's career. Like, was it Gandhians? West Africans and starving children? Ethiopians?
Actually, it's funny you bring that up. Later this fall, I will be going to Kenya to look at the new Microsoft wind farms that they're going to be unveiling, to where they'll generate power for laptops.
You're going to be powering them with your gas? With Krispy Kremes?
That's right. We have Zimbabwean imported beans, and then we just sit around and fart into the turbine.
Okay. Well, before we, you know, I want to get you off the show so that I can end, because it's already gone way too long. But not really. But I want to know, I want to give you a homework, Robert. Can I give you a homework assignment for me, for Madge?
Yeah.
I want you to do one thing that isn't for selfish reasons, but before I talk to you next. And I want it to be a public thing, just one thing, whether it's blogging about a particular social issue or even expressing an opinion about an election or a social situation or an injustice in the world. Just pick one thing and blog about it. One thing. Even if you mention it in passing. Can you do that for me?
Mm-hmm.
Promise?
I'll try.
No. Don't try. Do.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. There's a lot of hot Web 2.0 tech news coming out. You know,
who's your favorite podcaster?
Well, you know, I like the podcast brothers.
The ones that put on that FACACTA conference every year? That's horrible. The Republican sisters?
Uh-huh.
What else
I like
do you
that.
Like? What else do you like?
I listen to that gay music show, the Rock and Roll Geek Show. Yeah. He's local.
What about, I like that show too. What about Andy Melton? He's an obese person.
I don't know. You'll have to send me the feed link to that.
Well, he likes to eat. He makes bacon sandwiches with lots of mayonnaise on his show using a George Foreman grill. I think you'd like it. Andy.andrew.net.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll check that out. You know, half the good shows are gone. You know,
why did you fire Irina Seletsky? I mean, she's the talentedest thing to cross the tech world, in my opinion. Why did you fire her? And yet you kept your job for a while longer after that.
Yeah.
Not only that, but you told people, mutual acquaintances, in fact, that you were going to fire her like months before she even knew herself. I knew. Before she knew, months before. You are a little gossiping pussy.
Well, you know, there's...
Oh, you think it's funny, do you?
You can't necessarily blame me for everything. I mean, you know.
Why not?
It's business.
I'm not blaming you for global warming, though you're complicit in not solving the problem by not using your bully pulpit to sort of express the problem. But, but this is something, this is directly you. This is you fired, you little prick.
I don't know what to say. Maybe you can get her on the show. We'll figure it out.
Oops. She won't come on. She won't get up that early. Maybe that's why you fired her. Look at this giant. Look at this big old giant here. You like that? Reminds me of you.
Yeah.
Inside of any one of his arteries.
Yeah. Ooh, that's right.
In fact, I think we'll have to do some sort of a Photoshop with that.
It's almost a puppet. If you hold it the right way.
Meat puppet. Well, Robert, I'd like to thank you for being on the show, even though you're completely useless, as I like to say, as a pimple on a dick. I hope that you die so that I don't have to talk to you again. I hope you drive an electric car into Lake Huron, or whatever lake is over there.
Mm-hmm.
And die.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, you know, everybody can come check me out, the Tech Geek Blogger at Scovalizer.com. So I'm sure that they'll get some better content out of that than they do out of your crappy show.
Okay. Wow. That was a great comeback. I'm glad you have at least some ability to insult. Okay, Robert. Well, thank you very much for being on this program. And bye. And you can hang up now. Chris, I need you to stay on the line. So
okay, Robert, I'll poke you on Facebook, okay?
Yeah, fuck you.
He is such a douche, Chris.
Oh, he's got a lot of inner anger, rage.
Why do you keep making me put him on?
Well, it's interesting to hear somebody who can't type or use a mouse with his hands, you know? Just to hear him talk about technology, because that's an emerging market in the United States. It's people that are so grotesquely large that they're just kind of like rounded, you know. And then the Apple touchscreen on the iPhone is kind of dedicated to them.
And when that happens, it removes the ability for people to discern their faces. They all look the same. The fat people.
They look like the avatars on Facebook, which you can get free now through Facebook.com/Coca-Cola.
I would like to also bring up that, what was he saying? Didn't he post something about that rotary phones are now obsolete because they no longer fit around his enormous fingers, along with most other obese people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one of the things that's obsolete for him. He can't dial rotary phones. He has trouble picking up, like, pencils and pennies off the ground.
Can you read the post? Because I don't think people will believe that. It's really true.
He has trouble with, he has to have these special pants made that are, like, wider at the top, which is, you know, all the way around. It's a strange...
Well, that's Andy Mountain, too.
Oh, well, maybe you might be able to get them off at the same place. Here, Robert Scoble writes that he wants to make a list of obsolete skills, and the number one on the list is dialing a rotary phone. And number four is shorthand. Again, these are all things that you would need, you know... working digits.
Or working fingers. Period.
Yeah.
I was trying to call Griselda because she tried to dial in while the Scobalizer was on.
I got 158 responses, and he was given a TED Genius Grant for that post. It's interesting.
Don't. This hurts me.
Oh,
Mark, are you free? Mark, are you? Can I call you, Mark? I've got to call you. You don't have to see if you answer. What now, Chris?
He also loves Plaxo because it keeps his calendar all synced up between his five machines. It saved his life when Podtech closed his account. Podtech apparently has kicked him out, gotten rid of him.
Isn't Plaxo one of those anti-coagulants?
Yeah, for like heart disease.
Hi, Mark.
Hello.
So the reason I wanted to talk to you, and we might as well have this conversation online. I had to ditch the Scobalizer because he's so fat.
Huge.
And so annoying. And I still have 10 minutes before this tape runs out.
He's uselessly important.
Sorry?
He's uselessly important.
But can you believe that stuff? I mean, all that stuff is true. Like, he really doesn't do anything at all. It's just the weirdest thing. Like, he just...
That qualifies him to be a CEO of, like, a major multinational.
Who's making that noise? Is it Amy?
No, I'm in Belgium. I'm surrounded by family.
Oh, so this is a bad time.
Mm-hmm, but, you know, I can respond.
I don't care.
You just talk. Talk.
So, did you hear my show yesterday yet?
No.
Okay, so you know about my trip to Washington, right?
Yeah.
Well, the bottom line is, I don't want to go. The reason
because?
Is well, the reason is because I had a conference call with these people that are organizing it, and basically they told me that they're really excited about this conference because the campaign is the Super Bowl for them. Not only that, but which of course disgusted me. But basically, the reason they want us there and me as a panelist is to give them tips on how to make a more effective video blog. They want these people that
free work.
What?
I want free work, free labor.
Exactly. Yet, and then I thought to myself, wait a second, they're not, and I know because they told me they're not even paying for my transportation or anything.
Oh. So well, that's no good.
Right. So I said to myself when I was on the show, I said to Aunt Avira, who is a medication, I said, you know what? I wonder if Jay and Shlomo are getting their airfare paid for. And I checked, and guess what? They are. So Shlomo, who doesn't even do with political vlogging, I mean, I don't know what he does other than gossip. But
he goes to Japan.
He has a huge career ahead of him, if Scoble is any indication of what doing nothing can accomplish. I know that he owns a bar.
Really?
But so anyway, so it turns out they get paid for it. And truthfully, what bothered me about it not so much is that, because I knew that they weren't paying for mine. But I feel that by not telling me that they were getting their airfare paid for, that was a bit misleading. Don't you think? Or no?
I guess they assumed that you would get yours paid for as well. Are they listed as keynote?
No, they didn't. They told me I wouldn't get mine paid for.
Are they somehow listed as keynote and you're a panelist? Is it one of those things?
No, they're moderators on the panel, of which I am a panelist.
Oh, so you're like the serfs and they're the lords.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering, like, why does it need two moderators? I mean, I've never been on a panel that has two moderators. Well, the answer is evidently so that the two moderators can get their airfare paid for. And I just found it weird. I mean, can you answer this question? Why should I have to pay $200 in order to tell people who are, you know, to tell basically IT people who work for politicians how to make more effective campaign blogs and viral video?
Well, if we look at Robert Scoble as a role model, which already is a problem. You know, he probably used to pay for a lot of his own little trips to make a lot of friends and network and, you know, brown nose. So maybe that's what you want to do.
Do you have to pay when you, like, go speak at things like at those Chaos Computer Club things?
They offer me some transport, but I always look at it like I want them to be able to spend their money to do more stuff. So if I can avoid, like, I won't take a hotel. I'll stay with Tim. Because
right.
I like staying with Tim anyway. So, for example, I'm speaking in April for a German political blog conference, and they offered me a hotel and transport. I took transport, but I told them I would stay with a friend. Please spend your money on some other interesting, you know, maybe bringing somebody from far away.
Which makes sense, but I didn't get up.
But these are people that I know. You know, this conference is organized by people that I know and respect, and I want to help the project. You're going to a very political incestuous sort of, well, I don't know if it's incestuous, but conference in D.C. where they have funds and they're just not, they don't want to spend them on you.
But do you think that I would get anything out of this? I mean, I know I would meet your friend John from America Blog, right. And that's the only thing that I can think of. I mean, I can't imagine that there would be any context I'd be interested in at a place like this.
I mean, it would... It's always nice, of course, to hang out with Jay. It would be good if you met John, but mostly these are all things that have nothing to do with the conference.
Right.
So the conference itself is just the red herring. I mean, if you could afford it, and obviously you can't, to go to D.C. to see some people, it would be interesting. But as far as the conference goes, no, I don't know. And even John himself said that the conference is a bit tired, whatever that means.
No, I remember you said that, and I can meet John another time, of course. You know, I mean, it's retarded to meet, that's obviously.
He didn't even seem to suggest for a moment that he would go to the conference at all. Like, it was just out of the question. Like,
yeah, I remember that.
That conference is done.
Chris, can you log on to...
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Chris, can you log on to that iChat things, just because I want to retrieve our history, where I showed my tips, and I can't seem to find you...
Okay, I'm on.
So. Okay, let's see. Okay, it says you're on. Did you like seeing the Scobalizer, Mark? You can, if you need to go ahead and go.
I don't have to go. I just can't say much. I caught the tail end, and I do. I always like when he appears on the show because, he does so little for the world that it's good.
You ain't never been fine.
He's given something back, really, when he appears on East Radio.
Yeah, what it makes him more human.
I mean, he does leave a mark on the world, like a stain,
on his underwear.
Yeah, and like certain absorbent fabrics,
like his belt buckle.
Okay, I want to read these tips. Okay, so there's other people on the panelists now. The other panelists sent their tips, and I'm going to go through them real quickly. And by camera, by public access, in case this tape.
Bye camera.
YouTube is king. Blip TV, Vimeo, and others have better video players, but YouTube has the traffic. Use them. But you're missing out on 1,000x more viewers if you're not on YouTube. Pay attention to sound. That's tip number two. Buy a tripod is tip number three. Stick with mini DV and video can be successful without going viral. Those are the tips from one. Another set of tips is online video is about showing, not telling. So romper room. Videos can smell a phony mile a video away. Be honest and authentic. Keep a mix of serious and fun content. Anyway, okay, you get the picture. Listen to your viewers, but don't be afraid of disagreeing with them. Not bad tip. Not a bad tip. Yeah. But not as bad as the one about the tripod, for Christ's sake. Okay, so Chris and I had a conversation.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I guess Chris put us on hold.
Sorry, hang on a second.
Yeah, He's running a call center from his house.
Let's see. I need to find my list of my I made some tips.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they like them.
Number one, hate everyone. Is that on the list?
No, that's no. It should be, though. It'll be on in my next revision. Obesity. Number one, eat before you shoot. Being hungry can be really bad when shooting because you think about eating and not the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, go to the toilet before shooting a long speech. You'd be surprised at how a full bladder can cause camera shake. Mm. Number two, again, this is Chris Weigel's number two. Duty. Bring your fat. No accident. That is number two, by the way. Bring your fat son along to hold your cell phone camera on while you eat. That way, you have both hands free to attack the food.
I think that's a good one.
That's because you wrote it.
Number
three. If you can't function sexually the night before a big shoot, it's perfectly normal.
Perfectly normal.
Number four. If you're getting paid to read this. Please note that I am not being paid to write this. Number six, get fucked. No, that was number five, get fucked. Number six, do yoga before editing. Being in touch with the oneness of the universe makes you a better editor. Number seven, blow me. Number eight, eat the bird, bitch.
Wow.
Number nine, do things in threes. Threes are a good number. Try to shoot three things at once and use three different sources. Number 10, when you are uploading to YouTube, press the enter key. Number 11, this is Chris Weigel's number 11. If you gain weight too quickly, it's difficult to pee in your mouth. while on the Nokia S95.
You want to avoid that. Just be careful.
Number 12, audience, listen up. Call Beryl Malding to do sound. She's the best. And what do you think of those tips?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say to do lighting, but no, yeah, sound. Got it.
Oh, does Beryl Malding do lighting as well?
I don't know. Is she a lesbian?
I don't know if Beryl Malding is still in the audience. I don't think so. Beryl? I don't know if I'm still in the audience. Beryl?
You know, the quality of these tips are so good, but I just wanted to ask Chris.
Yes?
Yeah. Why am I broke? I mean,
no, not that, actually. But so many of our colleagues, our esteemed internet colleagues, have written books on how to do stuff. Have you written any of these how-to books?
I put together a number of underground pamphlets on, fertilizer bombs and other... But no, I have nothing on video blogging or nothing on the Facebook phenomenon.
I'm working on a book. It's called Have You Ever Seen a U-Haul Tied to the Back of a Hearse?
Okay.
Plagiarized, but it's going to be good.
I thought you would just call it The Color Purple again.
No, that's my lesbian anthology. By the way, before I go, and the tape is... Oh, the tape isn't over. Bye, everyone. I need some dresses for my half-bleed video. I need some burlap, just plain burlap, a lot of it for one dress.
We need a lot of share style stuff.
No, I'm not doing it as Cher. I'm just using Cher's song, but I'm doing it as a lesbian, which is what I am. So I need very lesbian clothes. I need a bongo drum. I need a toga, a white toga with a crown of thorns. The burlap I mentioned, and I need one of those African people outfits, the things that those African women wear, those beautiful colored, you know, where they have like gold sewn, you know what I mean, right? Those patterns. And I need a Hawaiian muumuu. Moo. With an extra moo. All these need to be one size fits all. The burlap really doesn't. I'm perfectly happy to accept humongous amounts of fabric because I can just staple them together. It's just for a video shoot, so it doesn't need to be, you know.
Quite a lot of lists on this show today. Lists.
Yeah, well, we were reading, like, the nutrition facts of Robert's pastries, and they're also the people in the chat room are making a list of guests they want to call in rather than Robert Scoble because hate Robert Scoble.
I have talked to Roger Smalls, and he is going to be on the show soon.
Well, that's good. Wow.
Yeah, this has not been an easy adjustment. He was, in fact, let me read the email from him now that we mentioned, then I'll go. Hang on. Oh, this is an old question. Hang on a second. I'm glad somebody...
Yeah, I'll do my impression. Hi, Madge. Roger here.
Very good.
Roger here.
Let's see. He had a rough time. Where the fuck is it? Beryl Malding says, thank you for another week of splendid grums. You're welcome, Beryl Malding. Let's see. Oh, Roger Smalls. Charlie. The subject is Charlie Echo November Tango Flaps. Dearest Madge, I hope it's okay to read this online. Dearest Madge, I'm writing to say hello and to let you know that I've missed you greatly. I have been away for some time and have been unable to hear many of your transmissions. Due to my recent incarceration, I've been without unsupervised internet access, which has hampered communication, information gathering, and purges of the loin. We were only allowed to write letters, bum painting, and play ping pong. To help me keep sane this week, I've been listening to six to 11 episodes of Yeast Radio per day whilst looking for employment on the various recruitment websites. I have written some notes on some of these episodes if you would like me to forward you those. I would often entertain Ryan and the boys with tales. Impressions and drawings of a crotchety old lesbian from America with food allergies and a muumuu. I was very sad for not spending Christmas at home this year. Santa don't observe visiting hours. I find shows featuring Cheryl are nice and somewhat arousing, But it is sad that you always remind her that she is an ugly whore so often. It would be cruel to keep reminding a fat person that they breathe too loudly, or a retard that they drool. Looking at my Hotmail account, I haven't missed much since last year. 16 emails, and they are all spam. Did you hear about Heath Ledger? If you didn't hear the news, then have a look on Google. He's dead. I have a few people to see, get a job, settle a few scores, and find a receptacle for my nuts. I think he's talking about shirking. I wrote you some poems and songs when I was bored, and will enter those into the computer for your pleasure. Mother and I have been ratting out tonight in the garden, and I got one with a spade. I feel warm inside below by communicating with you, and really did miss you very much. Goodbye, Roger Smalls. At the bottom, in all pink caps, Fatboy Quim, right about now, the Spunk Hole cover. Check it out now, the Spunk Hole cover.
Wow.
Thoughts?
Well, clearly, Roger hasn't missed a step, even during his incarceration.
I don't know what he got in jail for. But anyway, I'm working on getting him on the Gramsters, and I think we're done.
He was being punished for... yes, exactly. Rehabilitated.
Anyway, well, thank you for being on my program, and I would like to let everyone know to go to Bicycle Mark's blog at citizenreporter.org, though he has all the audience anyone could ever ask, could ever want. Already. A few more never hurts.
How many are on your friends list, Mark?
Which friends list? On the Facebooks?
Yeah, like Scoble had 18,000.
Oh, I have a 400 something something.
Oh, okay, good.
And I know this doesn't make it any better, but I know about 390 of them.
There you go.
So
I don't know if we're on anymore.
We're on. It was just a little shocking for the television there, so it turned itself off. Yes. Well, that's
showing your mother my breasts?
I'm going to join your chaos.
No, I'm keeping the screen away from them.
Wise to hide the stream. You might get disowned.
Yes.
All right, everyone, and thank you for being on my program. I would like to also thank Robert Scoble, even though he's probably eating cheese pizza while he listens to the rest of this.
Does she have a blog?
Yeah. Here it is. Here's his blog. This fucking dick. This is for you, Robert. Lick it. I have a filter on the camera, so don't worry. It's not going to stain it with all the semen.
Okay.
You put a camera in that and give it to Scoble. You can take it, see Jason Calacanis, and look at Tesla motor cars.
Look, it's actually hitting the camera. Can you tell? Take that, Robert.
I can't believe you're actually losing viewers as you're doing this. I thought you'd be gaining. I just saw the number drop.
Now they're watching that new Jesus show. All right.
King Jesus?
Yeah, hurry. Hey, yeah.
King Jesus.
By the way, Madge, I miss. I know you don't want to hear this kind of stuff, but I do miss the sound effects. Ever since we went live,
I told her that last night. I told her she needs to put on Alexis Tyler.
Yeah, we need. Yeah.
You know, the thing is, those things just happen organically, and they haven't happened. The video doesn't really encourage me looking for sound effects, and people don't send them as much. And plus, I don't care.
Some throwbacks, you know, like Cheryl in the seventh grade.
I mean, if I find, you know what, I'll try and look for them and find them. It's just that I don't organize my hard drive. So basically what it means is I have to pull up old episodes of Yeast Radio in Ableton and kind of like...
I mean,
my hard drive looks worse than this.
Whatever happened to Cicely Tyson?
King Jesus. Yeah, but that's old, you know? Like, we need new things to replace that. Like, okay, you know what? I'll give you one, because this is good. This will be a good one. I'll put this on my live right now, and because this is a good sound effect. Let me put it together as we speak, and we're really going to be done. It's from that Dr. Listwood from yesterday.
Ooh. I'll contribute some Hillary Clinton clips. I'll collect some.
All right.
She might be funny, maybe, sometimes, maybe.
Did the primaries do anything, or it's just Wisconsin won and that was it? I thought there were other states doing primaries.
No. Wisconsin passed? I thought that was March 2nd or something.
No, Obama won Wisconsin, and he got shot out of a cannon afterwards.
But wasn't Texas yesterday? No?
Texas is in March, early March.
Oh, good Lord, they're going to stretch out this crap even more.
Like that thing you were holding.
It's a vagina. You can't say vagina in your house?
No.
Jesus Christ.
I wonder how Mike Huckabee did in Hawaii. That's what I'm wondering.
All I know is
a lot of missionaries out there.
Okay, I need you guys to listen to the simulcast because it's the only way you're going to hear me try and find the correct Dr. Listwood.
Okay, I'm hanging up. Goodbye.
Okay, bye. Other than
I'm still suffering. Here. She's not suffering. He feels badly enough.
Oh, it sure got quiet.
Don't add to his troubles.
I'm playing
I
this.
Want you to
you
know
can only hear this
that
on the
if
simulcast.
You have an election or if you didn't lose the election, at that time, please take a vote. You must understand how you react.
Jesus, they're loud with those dishes.
And must not sit in judgment on you. And you don't sit in judgment on yourself. Very important for you. When I'll get a woman who'll say to me, but Dr. Listwood, I didn't marry a finger.
There it is.
Well, I know that. You didn't marry a penis either.
That's my...
You are having a nice time with each...
Fucking bitch. Took you long enough, you whore. Let's turn off that Clockwork Orange. Okay, where is it now? Let's see. Where's my finger?
Well, I know that. You didn't marry a penis either. You are having a nice time with what I didn't... Listwood, I didn't marry a finger.
Shut up, you whore.
Listwood, I didn't marry a finger. Well, I know that. You didn't marry a penis either. You are having a... Dr. Listwood, I didn't marry a finger. Well, I know that. You didn't marry a penis either. You are having a nice time with...
Okay, that's my sound clip. I did that all for Mark and for Chris Weigel. Let's hear if we got it right now.
Dr. Listwood, I didn't marry a finger. Well, I know that. You didn't marry a penis either.
Is that a good? You happy now, you bitches? You happy? I spent all that fucking time. Are you happy? My mate tells me that if you come before you piss, it'll sting your anus. That's good. I'm glad you have a mate.
Dr. Listwood, I didn't marry a finger. Well, I know that. You didn't marry a penis either.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? I'll march my band out, I'll beat my drum. And if I'm found out, your turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. I guess I didn't make it, but whether on the rose of sheer perfection or freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye, I gotta fly once, I gotta try once, only can die once bright, sir. For me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now. Get what I want, I know how. One roll for the whole shebang. One throw, that bell will go clang. Eye on the target and wham. Mr. Onstead, here I am. I'll march my band out. I will beat my drum. And if I'm found out, your turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. I guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a